Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Fuck Radio 313 The Flash production.
I'm on my own, against the wall. The pressure's building, but no, I will never fall. Instead of crying, they hear me roar. And now I see that I'm way better than before.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Spotlight with Martez. I'm coming to you live right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash on blogtalkradio.com. And this is, once again, Welcome to the Spotlight with Martez. And we have a treat for you today. We have a special show for you today. We have a special interview for you today with the person none other than Kylie McDonald. She's the host of the Chapter 20-something podcast, as well as the host of the New York Lottery. So we're going to be talking to her relatively shortly right here on Welcome to the Spotlight. Can't wait to talk to her. Can't wait to get into all things Kylie McDonald. We also have some collaborations along the way in 2021 with Miss McDonald. So we're going to jump into that whenever she calls in into the show. But as I always do, you know, many of us, we have faith. Some of us, we don't have faith. I'm a man of faith. So I always want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to host these shows and produce these shows, because I realize without the big man upstairs, I can't do anything. But that's just me. I don't want to force my beliefs on anybody. I don't want to push my faith on anybody. But I wanted to start this show off by thanking God for giving me the ability. So I do see Miss McDonald has called into the show. But before we bring her on, we want to give her a proper intro, okay? I always say this. Nobody has to accept your invitation. Nobody has to say yes to do anything for you. It could be an invitation to a birthday party. It could be an invitation to a graduation, an invitation to a wedding. No one has to say accept your invitation. No one has to say yes. So I'm always thankful when someone says yes to coming on this show. Because I understand they could be anywhere in the world doing whatever, but they decided to say yes, and she decided to say yes. But before we bring her on to the show, Miss McDonald, we're going to play her an intro, okay? We're going to give her some intro music, and then after the intro music, we're going to bring Miss Kylie McDonald on to Welcome to the Spotlight with Martez. All right, coming to us right now, none other than the person that hosts the podcast called the Chapter 20-something Podcast, and she's the host of the New York Lottery. We bring to you right now here on Welcome to the Spotlight, Kylie McDonald. Ms. McDonald, are you there?
Hello. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm happy. I'm excited to finally talk to you live on air. Thank you for accepting the invitation, and thank you for being with me today.
Yeah, of course. By the way, I really love that introduction. That really, like, got me going. So thank you for that.
Well, hey, well, that's what's up. I'm glad you were a fan of that introduction. That's just, I try to do things a different way. I try to do things, in my eyes, the right way. So I'm glad you were able to appreciate that. I know I reached out to you a few weeks ago about collaborating in 2021, but before we get into that, you know, I always try to listen to different podcasts just to see what other people are doing, you know, and how different other people are. And I came across yours on Instagram, and I listened to a few of your shows, and I enjoyed what I heard. And you are the host of the Chapter 20-something podcast. So I'm saying all that to say this. Could you talk about how did this come to fruition? How did you create this podcast? What was the idea behind coming up with this podcast?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you so much, and thanks for listening. I'm really glad you're enjoying it. I'm in a career, obviously, like, I'm a lottery host. I have an acting degree. Like, I'm not on a set path where it's like you go to school and then you get a job and then you're set for life. Like, that's not me. It's never been me. And it's not my friends either, no matter what they're doing, if they're entertainers, athletes, into stocks or whatever. You know, I know a lot of people in my life who are kind of just creating their own way and really making a livelihood for themselves based on what they want to do and what they're passionate about. And those are stories that are to be celebrated, but they're also difficult. They also have their trials. And people are also creating amazing success stories for themselves out of these choices. So I wanted to, you know, have a different guest on every week and hear their story and hear what they're doing and just celebrate what they're doing. And so basically this summer, I kind of just like took a leap. I'm like, let's just pull the trigger and do it. And, started reaching out to people, and slowly but surely it's definitely growing. And I am getting so much fulfillment out of it. Not only like hearing these people, but hearing, you know, what people like about the podcast and what people are getting from it. And it's inspiring for me too. So, it's really just been nothing but like a passion project for sure.
Awesome. You know, and even from looking at your pictures and listening to your shows, it's something very unique, something very authentic about your podcast. You know, you listen to other people's podcasts, and I don't throw shade at anybody, but sometimes it doesn't seem authentic. It seems kind of like acting, if you will. But it seems like yours is more – It's more passionate. It's more authentic, if you will, if I'm saying my words correctly. That's what I get when I was listening to some of the episodes. So a thumbs up to you, because it come across very, very authentic. And it also comes across as you really want these people to succeed. You want people to know about these people. So,
thank you. Yeah, it's really, it's just a conversation every time, you know. We're just talking about life. And that's always, it's just fun. It's fun.
That's what's up. Now, what are the types of things that goes into putting on a podcast? You know, a lot of people, they just hear the final product. You know, they hear what you put out, but there's a lot of factors that go into producing one, booking guests and things of that nature. Could you share with us some of the things, if you can, that goes into putting on a podcast and making sure it's easy to listen for the viewers?
Yeah. I honestly didn't think, or I didn't know how much work really, really went into it in order to make it successful. And I feel like I'm still learning every day. So first you have to book the guests. So it's reaching out to people, whether you know them or not, scheduling the interviews, doing the interviews, whether it's in person or a lot of them have been on Zoom recently, obviously. And so doing the interviews, making sure that you have all the right questions prepared and that you can be energetic and have a good conversation with the person, no matter what type of mood you're in that day. Yeah. And then you go into editing. So it's like, for me, I don't know. I don't like pauses. I don't like, you know, when people are saying, or if they, you know, stumble. Obviously, if it's live, that's a different story. But when it's something that's edited, I like to make it like as crisp as possible. So I try to just make it very clean, very smooth. That takes a while. and then posting it, and then marketing, really like promoting it and getting it out there so as many people can be aware of it as possible. And I'm trying my best. Really, it's just like just me right now doing it. So it's a lot of work, but it's something that there's something inside me that's really just telling me to keep going with it, you know?
Wow, wow. That's phenomenal. That's definitely phenomenal. Where do you see this? I hate to be that person that I really don't like this question, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years, stuff like that. But I'm going to be that annoying person that asks that question. Where do you see yourself, not just 5 years, maybe a year or two from now with this Chapter 20-something platform? Have you thought far enough to think where you want to be with this down the road?
Yeah. Well, my goal is to keep growing it and, have, a bigger audience. Not that the audience I have now isn't great, but it's like, just keep growing it, keep spreading the word, and then hopefully have some merchandise maybe add like a YouTube element. So just keep growing the brand and getting the word out there.
No, that's what's up. That's what's up. We're talking to the Kylie McDonald podcaster. She's the host of the Chapter 20-something podcast, and she's also the host of the New York Lottery. A lot of the people on this platform, they're excited to listen to this interview today. They're excited to get to know you maybe down the road, because we have a lot of different podcasts that do their shows on this platform. So there's a lot of hype around you. You don't know about that, but there's a lot of hype.
No, I definitely do not know that. So the pressure is on, but thank you.
No pressure at all. Just wanted to let you know that people are really jacked up to hear you hear your show. What drives you to this day? Not just with the podcast, but in life, period. What drives you to be successful?
Ooh, that's a heavy question. But I think at the end of the day, I've always been a person who doesn't want to settle for anything that I don't believe is me. And no matter what I do, I want to live a life that's authentic and something that I'm passionate about. So in work especially, that's something that drives me. Is if I am going to create a life being a host or an actor, whatever it is, that takes a lot of work and it takes courage and, there's trials. But that's the life I want to live. And I need to keep pushing myself in order to do that. So that really drives me. And then, I have a lot of people in my life that I love that I want to make proud. So it's always for your family and for your close friends and making sure, that they're going to be okay at the end of the day.
Awesome. Awesome. So I don't know if I may have asked this earlier on, but maybe I'm asking this question in a different way, but how do you plan to keep your podcast relevant? There's so many, there's a million gazillion podcasts out there, and sometimes it's kind of hard to gain a lot of viewers because there's so many other places where people can listen to stuff at. But how do you plan to stay relevant in this whole podcast or radio world, whatever you want to call it? Do you have a plan? Any plans for that?
Right. Well, like you said before, it's an authentic conversation every episode. And I really think that is something that attracts people to it. And I plan to continue with that. And, I don't know, as I keep growing and things I do, hopefully, that'll just get more people to come and check it out. And there's something you can't really control if people listen or not, but you can only control the product you put out there, and it's really a product that I'm proud of. So I believe, people check it out, they'll like it. So hopefully that is the case.
Oh yeah. You're going to be a household name and very soon I'm going to have to ask for your autograph before you blow up too big.
Thank you.
For sure. I'm just keeping it real. Now, I want to shift for a moment. You are the host of the New York Lottery. If we could dive into that, how did that happen? How did you become the host of the New York Lottery?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a crazy story. I went to school for acting and digital media, so it was definitely in the field that I was looking to get into. But I never, like, it was never on my radar that this is what I was going to do. And the summer after I graduated college, I was just kind of home, just babysitting, you know, going to move to New York City and start auditioning. And I don't know, I saw some friends, like, getting some jobs. And I was like, why am I waiting to get started? Like, why am I, you know, just waiting to move to the city? Like, if I want to do something, I should do it now. So I went on Indeed.com that night, saw the listing for the lottery host, and I, you know, went through the whole audition process, and I ended up getting it. And today is actually my 3-year anniversary there, which is crazy.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's cool. Now, how do you handle fame? I know people see you on social media, they see you on the TV. How do you handle that? Because I'm just gonna be real honest with you. I love doing this. This is my passion. I'm gonna be doing it for a long time. But I love attention too. But sometimes every now and then, I want like a timeout. If you know what I mean. So I don't know if that's the same with you. But how do you handle fame with the more attention you're getting?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I don't think I'm famous at all, but it's definitely like some people know who I am. And it's weird because, you know, all the drawings are live on for the lottery. So I'll do them. Then I go into my dressing room and I look at my phone. And then, of course, you know, some people are nice and they say nice things. And then some people just, you know, decide that's the day they're going to rip you apart for whatever reason they're going through. So that can be really tough because it's like you're in a room alone and then you're like, wait, is that true? Like, should I have done this? Should I have looked like this? And it used to get to me, but now you kind of just have to be like, that person is sitting on their couch, you know, in front of their TV, and that's what they're deciding to do with their night is finding me and being mean to me. And it's like, you know what, like, you kind of have to realize that they have their own things going on, and I just gotta keep doing me, you know.
Wow, that's the right attitude to have, unless you're gonna be eaten alive by these people. Because, I mean, people are not nice, and that's just being honest. They're not nice on social media, and they only do it because they at home. You know, if they're in front of you, they probably wouldn't say what they say. But you know, social media has created a place where people can be nasty and things of that nature. So I'm glad you're handling that like a champ.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. It's like they probably wouldn't be able to do this, you know, to get up in front of people and say your name and do something on live TV. Like, come on, you know, it's hard. Not that I'm complaining, but I'm like, come on, you know, you got to give it a shot before you hurt somebody for it.
Exactly. So you said you're an actor too, right?
Yeah.
So have you acted in anything that we can see online or in a big screen?
No, not yet. But I've done a lot of theater growing up. So some things in the city and, you know, just kind of like smaller theaters around. And then that is what I went to school for. And I created my own YouTube videos, which are, it's me, but it's like a character version of me. So I don't know. It's not really acting, but you know, it's a heightened version of myself. And, yeah, so there's some videos online where I go on like some dates with people and, just kind of ask the questions that you wouldn't normally ask on a first date and just see how that goes. So if somebody wants to check those out, they definitely can. Called the Tinder Project online.
I gotta watch that for sure.
Oh, definitely. You'll enjoy it.
I definitely gotta watch that. Now, I mean, obviously, I was a fan of your work. I was a fan of your work, and I sometimes worry about reaching out to people because you don't know how they're gonna receive things. I say, hey, I want to collaborate with you. Maybe you come over here sometimes and do your show, and then in return we can. I can help you out doing something else. But coming up in 2021, your shows will be airing on this platform from time to time. And we have a lot of viewers on this platform that listen to the shows. And I know you talked about it earlier, but what can our viewers right now expect from you in 2020 with your Chapter 20-something shows?
Well, first of all, thank you. I'm so excited to collab with you and see what happens. But yeah, I feel like any episode you check of Chapter 20-something, no matter who it is and no matter if it's a career that you know about or you don't know about, you're going to hear about a person and you're going to hear about their life story and what drives them to do what they do and really just all the trials and tribulations and successes that they that come along with that. And it's really, it's just interesting to talk to really cool people and just hear about their lives. And yeah, so click on an episode, see what you like, and then yeah, we'll be airing some on here in the near future.
All right, sounds good. Now before we let you go, because I don't want to keep you too long, where can people find you? Is there anything in the pipeline, that anything else you got going on that you want people to know about? I'm going to give you the floor to say that.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Check out my Instagram. It's at official Kylie, K-Y-L-I-E, like Jenner, McDonald, like the restaurant, MCD. So official Kylie McDonald. Twitter, I'm on Kylie McDonald. And TikTok, I like post randomly, but that's official Kylie McDonald as well. And yeah, just check out Chapter 20-something wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, Google, whatever. Type it in and check it out.
All right, guys, you heard her. This is the one and only Kylie McDonald. We're so happy that she's going to be stopping by this platform, Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, in 2020. We can't wait to hear from her in 2021. I think I fumbled for a second and said 2020. But
whatever. we know what you meant.
Yeah, thank you. So Kylie, thank you so much for joining the show. Like I said, you could have been anywhere else. You didn't have to say yes to come on this show, but you did, and I appreciate that. And look forward to talking to you soon and off air as well.
Thank you so much, Marquez. I really appreciate it.
All right, have a good day, and then I'll definitely message you once I get off the show.
Cool. Sounds good. All right. All right, have a good one.
You too.
Thanks.
You have it, folks.
Bye.
But there you have it. That's Miss Kylie McDonald. What more can I say about her? She's phenomenal. She's gonna be a big hit. She's already a big hit. So you guys should definitely go check out her podcast. Check out her during the New York lottery. Please do that. She's one of the best things going today. We're gonna wrap this baby up today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for all the support that you've given us for the last 4 years. We're only going up. My name is Martez. This is Welcome to the Spotlight, and you're listening to Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.